Welcome to Pints and Pairings. I'm Curtis Taylor, also known as Hop It's Ed.
And I'm Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry.
A little discombobulated here, but I'm back on the track.
We haven't been on in the Lauderton Studios in a little while.
No, and as soon as I start saying welcome to Pints and Pairings, all of a sudden everything kind of clears my head, which I'm happy because my head's been a mess. For 2 weeks, I've been working on a new video project that I'm doing for Hop It's Ed. And I tell you what, when something grabs me creatively, I can't get out of it. It's just, I've got to go and I've got to see it through to the end.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to get out of your own way, but I've been there where you're just almost mindlessly encapsulated in the project. You know, people can talk to you and you won't really hear what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And you're just chugging away. But then sometimes at the end of the week, you're like, wait a minute. Am I done? Am I not done? How many hours have I spent? And yeah, it's always an evaluative process.
Well, I've been in here. I mean, summer vacation started, so the kids have been here and I've been back and forth, but any spare moment I've been in the studio here, sitting in front of that giant Mac and truly fading things into the fraction of a second, just because I want this very first episode to hit it, you know? And so,
well, you gotta be careful though, Curtis. If you set that high bar on the first one, people will expect it for everyone thereafter. You only have an uphill battle now.
I have high expectations for this video. And so I don't think that, you know, I think that it's going to be well received, and I'm going to open it up to YouTube payments. And so I fully expect to make $1 million. Off of it. Right. And so off of everyone,
or at least a fraction of a million,
right? At least a fraction of a million. And, if I got paid for it, that would be more than what I'm getting paid for just about everything else. So I'd be happy to do that. So keep, self-promotion. Watch for a bunch of stuff you should know about beer, the Pilsner edition, the very first one that I'm doing. So watch that. On a fun note though, I've got some new glassware here.
I'm quite impressed. So you've got you had the label or our logo side showing. I've got our hashtag side showing. Our beautiful new little Pints and Pairings glasses with our hashtags Pints and Pairings, hashtag Beer Suggestion Ears on them. This is our first retail item, like the first official retail item, but also it's in preparation of our anniversary show coming up.
Yeah, and you know, I've got 3 cases of glasses over there, and we'll be going through a case of them just through ticket sales, but they'll be available at on site and at any of the rest of our remote broadcasts for people who want to sell them. A nice little glass. You know, this is going to help the show in the studio too, as in a serving size to keep us on track. And a great size for just being able to swirl beer.
It's got a nice shape, though.
In it. Also, spirits. You know, I do my share of spirits drinking, and as a nosing glass to be able to put whatever it is—gin, vodka, whiskey.
Well, today will be a abundance of shameless self plugs, it gives us an opportunity to do a little R&D for our sister show, Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis, as well, which is a broader look at all things adult beverage, wineries, distilleries, of course, breweries, because we have a lot of great networking there, but also supporting industry partners such as bartending schools and yeast facilities, you know, for beer making and wine making. So this is like the little test bed for us.
Yeah. So it'll be nice. Come out and see us whenever we're out on remote, and you can get yours $5 right here. Nice little glass for you to take home and enjoy. To remember the good times.
Exactly. Or try to remember the good times.
Yeah. And with a serving glass this size, it'll be, that'll be something that, you should be able to remember. You'd have to have a lot of servings. Mm. But I was just thinking of some of the, our flight night that we had, or the speakeasy night we had at the Beer Cave, you know, a tasting size like this. Sure. For everyone. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, I think maybe what's held us back on that is just that to order that many glasses, there's an initial cash outlay. But once you get that cash outlay, then when you're selling retail, you know, the resale on these things, so it'll just each shipment of these is going to be cheaper. And then at some point, we might even make some money.
Yeah, we might get. Well, I think what you're alluding to is, you know, kind of a, for me, a great moment, because sometimes the little milestones make a big difference for me. Like when I was building up Everybody's Hungry, and, you know, it seems like branding and little successes confirm that you're on the right path. And when we first started Pints and Pairings, you know, we were, on some level, it was kind of a hobby to really embellish our passions for beer and food. We've been growing, though. We're, you know, getting some recognition. We've got great number of followers and all the audience right now. You guys are helping build this show up. We've got some cool stuff coming down the pipe, though. We've got more collaboration with, again, with our sister show, Happy Hour, with Joby and Curtis, where we're able to leverage different industry leaders, depending on the platform. Mm-hmm. We're getting our branding out there. We're reaching out to some cool sponsors. We have one that we're in discussions with that may be like a guest of the Pints and Pairings show, stay at type of scenario, which would be cool. That, for me, that'll be a big one, because right. that shows us that we're legit. Like when we have people traveling in and staying overnight for our show,
right.
you're watching a cool show. But then we've got a, as you mentioned, a remote coming up in August. And we'll just do a little pre-plug for that, because we're going to be doing a San Diego loop with both shows the third weekend of August. And mm-hmm. we've got some really cool guests and content that we'll be leveraging for that show that people aren't going to want to miss out on. And then there may be an opportunity to join us in person.
Right. Well, and you know, we were talking about all these shows that are coming up too. And I just want to go back to the flight night we did, the Port Brewing and Abbey, Lost Abbey flight nights we did at Barrel House.
I think I'm still recovering from that. That was a big flight.
That was, and what was really crazy, I got drunk that night.
Yes, you did.
And
I don't think that too often.
No, and the thing about, no, yeah, hardly ever. And the thing about it was, is we shared two flights. There was 20 ounces of beer in front of us for each flight. So, well, there was 40 ounces of beer, maybe? I don't know.
Well, there are 5 ounce glasses. There were
four of, or were there five? So there was 25 ounces of beer. So 50 yeah. ounces of beer. The thing about it, though, is that we drank the low-end beers. We did a pretty good job of cleaning the wild beers out, yeah. which the highest was 11%, but they were the 5 and 6%
range. Yeah, they were pretty low.
We hardly made a dent in those barrel-aged beers. They were so big.
There was nothing under 12.5%.
Well, and I don't, and that just tells you how seriously you have to take your alcohol consumption, even when you're, you know, you've got these little glasses lined up in front of you.
And they were delicious. We wanted to do better.
Right.
We wanted to crush those glasses, but it was literally difficult.
And we were sharing the flights. I mean, so there were two of us drinking out of these 5 ounce tasters. And on those big beers, there was maybe a third of that glass gone. Yeah. And I couldn't believe how, one, just drunk I got, but then how hungover I was the next morning, too. I mean, I had eaten way early that day, and so that had a big part sure. to play in it. But still, it's, you know, you gotta take a take care when you're doing that. That wasn't the tangent that I was gonna go off on with that one, but just following us on Facebook and the website, because every once in a while we'll do these short little intros or flight nights where we just have the two microphones and an iPhone and we're sitting there and just enjoying it, doing little short snippets that'll get pushed back out sure. at a later date, just to have some fun with us as we're tasting some new beers, but just not in a situation where a big show is going to work.
Yeah. And that one, I think, like you're saying, the platform was appropriate. We just wanted to kick back and enjoy the flight. Mm-hmm. You know, Lost Abbey and Port Brewing provided a great like listing of beers there that we couldn't pass up. But thankfully I had eaten closer to the show than you did. And I drank a lot of water. I also stayed later than you did and had some more food and water before I left. So I wasn't too bad the next day, but they hit hard. Yeah. There's some people there crushing those flights. Yeah, and I
can't do that stuff. I'm maybe at one point in my younger days I could have, but not anymore. But one of the reasons why I say, you know, you watch these little ones, we'll be doing some more of those throughout the summer. We just have a handful of shows planned through the summer, but the opportunities to do these flight nights are going to be coming up almost every week. And so we may be able to get to that, we may have more of those short shows coming up. And the reason I say that too is leading into a show that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'm pointing at the Beacon Coffee you have over there, is we'll be doing a really great show from one of the local roasters here in Ventura County.
July 12th.
Beacon, and we're, you know, coffee, how does coffee fit into Pints and Pairings? Well, because they paired with a local brewery institution and did a coffee beer. And they've done some coffee beers before with local breweries. I'm a huge fan of Beacon. I'm a huge fan of coffee in general. But
Bree's telling me that I'm getting a house palate because it's almost exclusive in our cupboard in terms of coffee beans.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've got something really special to say about it, then I'll let you kind of go on. But I just want to let people know, watch the show, watch the Facebook page, and kind of keep track, because we've got some, even though our throughout the summer with kids being, for my kids being home and summer vacations and family vacations and all that kind of stuff, it's just getting really, really crazy. But we do have some really special shows planned.
Oh, the lineup is going to be awesome. We haven't released the full calendar yet, but again, between both shows, you know, we bring Joby in, and the three of us are really trying to share our excitement about all these beverages and these businesses. Almost every Thursday, like at least three Thursdays a month, we've got a show planned regardless of the platform, plus the little snippets. The Beacon Coffee is coming in on July 12th with a beer, coffee beer focus. We've got Poseidon Brewing that's going to be coming down the pipe, and they're a brand new brewery in Ventura that's going to be fun.
They're so brand new that they're not even open.
We're getting a pre-show basically before they open the doors to the public, which will be really cool. But then we have our anniversary show. We don't want to miss that. Like we turned one in May technically, with the show and we've been trying to get it in here, but some other great content kind of pushed out the anniversary show. But July 5th
the 12th
July 10th maybe.
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
We've been doing actually so much business development and scheduling of guests that we're losing track of ourselves. But we got them coming in. We've got Ninkasi down the way. We're doing that San Diego Loop, which is going to be a big one. Ascendant Spirits is going to be back on the Happy Hour show, and they're always a crowd favorite. Watch for the notifications at both Pints and Pairings Facebook page and on the Happy Hour Joby and Curtis Facebook page. Thursdays is going to be the evenings where you're going to get all these shows. The other place to watch, hopheadsaid.com/watch-live.
There it is. And, you know, the latest show is always up because it's just in a constant loop. You just have to push play from the latest show, whether it's YouTube or it's Ustream, whichever one that we decided to use at that point. So make sure you watch all those. We've got a couple great shows since we're in the studio that we'll be pushing out over the next few weeks. We're focusing on Island Brewing out of Carpinteria, California. One of the first breweries I discovered when I moved here 5 years ago, because it was about the only brewery. I mean, other than Anacampa and Ventura.
Yeah, they were the talk of the town, because I think conceptually they were one of the first in the area to provide a full brewery experience. Mm-hmm.
And so we've got some great beers from them. We've got the Avocado Ale, which is now year-round. It's not just the seasonal for the Avocado Festival. We have Jubal Ale, which is their Belgian double, strong beer. We've got the Starry Night Stout. World Cup Gold Medal. So this went up against all the other foreign stouts across the country, across the world, and took a gold medal on that. So
they're right here in Ventura County.
Yeah, so we've got some great beers coming up. Go to islandbrewing.com or do a search for Island Brewing, and you'll find it. A great story. Paul was in some sort of, I think it was insurance. The company wanted to move to Las Vegas. He said, no, I'm not moving. I'm going to move closer to my daughters who are going to UCSB. Opens up a brewery in Carpinteria, and then boom, the rest is history.
Yeah, and if you get a chance to stop by the brewery, look up on the shelf as you enter. Up on the rack is his original beer-making kit. Mm-hmm. It's like a As Seen on TV style,
right?
But it was the jumping off point for his brewery, so it must have worked.
And the brewery is a block away from the Surfliner stop and Carp, so you can get off, get your beer, wait for the next train to come back, get back on the train.
Make sure you're getting on the train going the proper direction.
Right, because they're going back. But then it overlooks the Carpinteria State Beach, State Park. On the other side of that dune is the ocean, and it's just ocean and sunset.
Great location.
It's fabulous. So we'll hit their first beer coming up here in just a moment. So make sure you take a look for that. If this is the first episode you're listening to, do a search for Island Brewing on hotbedsed.com, and you'll find everything we're talking about. That seems like a good spot.
I love it.
Okay, let's do it. So stay tuned. We'll catch you at the next pour.
Cheers.